The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And happy and blessed New Year to everybody here on this crisp April morning. Right? Here's hoping, I bet you we get snow for Easter, just watch. Right? Practically wish you a happy Easter here. So 8 days have come and gone now since we celebrated Christmas, and the world has long since forgotten Christmas and moved on. So if you go to the Walgreens or if you go to the CVS, what are they selling? They're selling candy for Valentine's Day, right? And no joke, in a local Target, I saw a kiosk of Easter candy. And I felt like saying, why stop there? Can I have some fireworks, right? 4th of July, right around the corner. So the world has moved on, but you know, here in the church, not only do we have the entire season of Christmas, but we celebrate Christmas Day 8 times. For eight straight days, it's as though it's Christmas Day every single day. Here's the last of those 8 days in which we remember not only the child who's born in Bethlehem, but the mother who gave him life. Here's the feast of Mary, the Mother of God. Okay, and what a strange reading. For the feast of Mary, the Mother of God, you'd figure, well, maybe we could have read the story of the Annunciation of Gabriel to Mary. That's where she became the Mother of God. Or maybe we could have heard the story of Jesus dying on the cross and saying to St. John, Son, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. But we read this story. You know where this gospel comes from? It's a holdover. It's a holdover from years gone by in which today's feast was the circumcision of Jesus and the giving of the holy name, right? Because in Jewish culture, they give the child the name 8 days after his birth. And here's the name that was given to him in the womb, Jesus, a name that means God saves. And on this first day of the year, this is what I ask you to think about. The name of God and why it matters. Because, you know, time is flying, right? Kids, anybody under the age of 10, you're going to love getting older. It's Christmas every other month. It's amazing how fast. But you know what? The fact that time flies so fast, there's a message in that. And the message is we have no permanent home here. We are pilgrims on a journey. We are going towards a land of promise, which makes us very much like the ancient Israelites, right? They were pilgrims from slavery to freedom through the desert to a land of promise. And as I made their way through that desert, there were two things that predominated in the lives of the Israelites. Two things. Hope and anxiety. Hope. Why hope? Because they imagined all that the promised land was going to be. Why anxiety? Because it was hard making your way through the desert, right? Very, very hard. Well, hope is a theological virtue. We want all of that that we can get. But anxiety is the worst thing that can happen to you next to sin. Do you know that? Worst thing can happen to you is sin. That takes you away from the Lord. Anxiety makes you forget the Lord. That's why God gave to the people in the desert a gift, a blessing. And you heard it in your first reading. He said to Moses, invoke my name over the people. You know why that matters? Because in the Old Testament, the Jews had this understanding that when you invoke the name of God, he became mystically present. What happens to hope when God is mystically present? Hope is strengthened. What happens to anxiety when God is present? Anxiety is gone. Anxiety, that's the gift that God wanted to give his people. And it was such a great gift, they celebrated it. They gave that same blessing every year, and they still do, right? On New Year's Day, Jewish New Year's Day, Rosh Hashanah, they still invoke that blessing. And we need that too, right? Because what do we feel on New Year's Day? Two things, hope and anxiety. Hope, you don't know what's coming, and half your heart is hoping for the best, right? Let's hope this one's a heck of a lot better than last year, okay? But let's face it, there's a whole cottage industry making money off your anxiety. What might happen to me? I don't know. But I do know this. If God is with you, it's going to be okay. That's why we have to remember on this first day of the year, we don't just invoke God's mystical presence. We got his real presence. And you know what you want to do this year? You want to draw the Lord's presence into every single day. Renew your commitment to prayer, to Mass. Heck, take it a step further. Start going to daily Mass. Imagine if you received the Lord in the Eucharist every day, if you can manage to fit it into your schedule, right? There's one more thing you want to do. You want to make the Blessed Mother a daily part of your life. See, there's a reason why we celebrate Mary's feast day on the first day of the year. She's the one who makes him present. Don't think for a minute that Mary gets in the way of Jesus. That's like saying that a magnifying glass gets in the way of what you're trying to read. What did she say? My soul magnifies the Lord. She's been given a job by God to make Jesus present. And she's going to be faithful to that task until every last one of her children have arrived safely into the heavenly kingdom. We want to make the Blessed Mother a regular part of your life. You know what? Say the rosary. If you haven't started, start. If you can't do the whole thing, bring up a decade. Wear the scapular, wear a miraculous medal. In some way, make the Blessed Mother a part of your everyday. That's the way you're going to make Jesus Christ and his presence a part of your everyday. And that is going to get you through anything. Right? So I don't know what this new year is going to bring, but I tell you one more thing. I'm not worried about it. Because no matter what comes, God is present. Emmanuel, God with us. And my prayer for you this morning is the same prayer that Moses invoked on the people. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look upon you kindly and give you his peace this day and all this new year long. Amen.